is a production of Cornell University.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 4:48 p.m., and I am calling this meeting to order. Welcome to everyone in the audience who usually isn't here today. Whenever Chelsea is ready, I'm going to ask her to call the roll.
Here.
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 Present.
Here.
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 Alex, please.
Kaufman. Pizarro.
She's here. Excuse.
Great. So now we're going to move on to approval of the October 9th, 2014 meeting minutes. I'm going to ask that we approve by unanimous consent. Awesome. So being no dissent, we are going to approve this by unanimous consent. Moving on to the next thing on our agenda is open microphone with Executive Vice President Tiska. I don't think it was there. Are you sure? Okay. We'll take care of that. But thank you.
To those of you in the audience that are unaware, open microphone is an opportunity for anyone in the Cornell community to have an opportunity to present an idea or a topic to the student assembly. Just come forward to the podium and state your name in here. Okay. And seeing none, we're going to close open microphone.
Moving on to announcements and reports. Our first announcement is by Vice President for Internal Operations Henderson.
Yeah, after this meeting, we're going to be having a brief internal election for the Student Assembly and the Infrastructure Fund Committee, which was just approved by President Morton over the weekend. And so there is a chair position for that committee and 6 SA member positions as well, and then I believe just the Transportation Task Force position. So just budget a couple minutes after the meeting for that. We'll try to make it quick.
Next is an announcement by our Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion, Tyal.
I was doing an announcement about an outreach event the SA is hosting called Breaking Bread, International Student Kickoff. This is an event for international students or anyone interested in internationalism on campus to attend and interact with each other. It's on Tuesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. In this room, the memorial room, will stay for. This event will feature guests from many different countries and cultures, so definitely a place where you can come and fill your stomach and talk to people. Fill your appetite for conversation and literature.
I encourage you guys all to go to that event. Our next announcement is an outreach announcement by Vice President for Outreach, Sundari.
Most of you should have received an email from me this past weekend regarding your outreach requirements. You are required to host an outreach event. So it's for like this semester, and I mean, I've been contacting all of you, most of you have responded. So if you have any ideas, please contact me before you go ahead and do anything. I'd like to discuss, you know, what the idea option is with you guys. If you join us for a little outreach form, if you do have to confirm if you have the event as well as the outreach form.
Our last announcement is a very special announcement by our Vice President for PR, Bershaw.
Hi everyone, so for those who don't know, the Student Assembly launched an initiative called Organization Spotlight last semester. The goal of the program is to recognize outstanding Cornell student organizations, large or small, whose members are part of making significant contributions to our campus community as builders, connectors, and leaders. So for this month's Organization Spotlight, the Student Assembly is proud to announce the new sustainable design as it is called the Organization Spotlight. The right to that. Please give a round of applause.
Forward, you can say a few words. You don't have to, though. Well, the point of Organizational Spotlight is that we're really proud of the work that you guys are doing, and we're more than happy to support you in any way we can in the future. So if he can come back at any point and you guys decide to host another lecture or another event, feel free to reach out to us. We're more than happy to support you in whatever way we can. But again, congratulations for all the wonderful work you guys are doing. Thank you guys so much for coming today and everything you do. Next is our business of the day. First is Resolution 19, improving lighting and fixing walkways on Live Slope. Representative Alexander. So because you guys did begin to present this last week, you can continue on with what everyone was talking about, but we are going to be in business of the day, which means that everyone can begin to debate the content of this resolution and not just ask questions. Is that clear with all of our new members? Awesome. So you guys have 4 minutes to reintroduce.
Thank you very much. Any time any of you actually would like to do a walk or like a walking tour of
campus about lighting. There's never a dedication on the
Well, thank you for just for coming to this
Great. So we have a bunch of people on the speakers list, but we're going to start with Representative Pataglia.
Thank you for your invitation. Just a note that I am pretty supportive, and also I have actually spoken with the University of Wayne and my church, particularly with the Campus Infrastructure Committee on the UA, who speaks to a lot of the problems with the infrastructure on campus. So we look forward to your invitation.
Great. Next is Representative Goldman. Representative Friedman. Next is Executive Vice President Batista.
Thank you guys for bringing this up. I think it's a great, tangible project to work on. I think just for information value for everyone on the outside, I wasn't here on the last week, so you may have spoken about it, but what would be the next steps? Where are facilities on this? How do you plan to pass the resolution?
So we definitely plan on working with members of the UA
because we've expired our speakers list.
Motion to vote. Second.
All right. There's been a motion to vote and there's been a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we are going to go into a vote. I think we can do a placard vote on this one. So if you are in favor of this resolution, please raise a placard. Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. Do you want me to explain this first? In terms of voting, just so you guys all know, you need a majority of the members present for this to pass, and there's 22 of us. Great. And the community is also going to be allocated 2 votes. So before we get our placards up, I am going to ask the community to vote on this. I'm sorry about the confusion. So for all of our community members sitting here today and our ex officio members who sit at our table, if you are in favor of this, please raise your hand or placard. Just non-voting members of the SA. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4. Does anyone else? For those of you who just walked in, we are voting on a new piece of legislation. The community is allowed to vote, so if you guys would like to vote, you can, or you could choose to abstain because you weren't here for it, whatever you so choose. Now we are going to move into the opposition. If you are opposed to improving lighting and fixing the walkway on Live Slope, please raise your hand. If you'd like to abstain, please raise your hand. Great. Now moving on to voting members of the SA. If you would like to approve this resolution, please raise your placard. Awesome. Okay. If you are opposed, please raise your placard. If you would like to abstain, please raise your placard. Great. So, because the community vote was 4-0-0 and our member vote was 22-0-0, this does pass by a total vote of 24-0-0 because the community gets two votes. So congratulations on passing your first resolution, David, and congratulations to Syed as well. Great work, guys. Moving on to new business, our first piece of business is a recommendation concerning study week. So, Representative Friedman, whenever you're ready, you have 4 minutes to begin presenting.
So, as we all know, over the past few years, there's been this remarkable trend of study week shortening. The first day that happened about 2 years ago was in the spring of 2012. The students of Castro Vision 47 had announced it was a calendar committee proposal. Despite this, the amount of proposal
we are going into just questions and comments that are non-argumentative in nature from our student assembly members. If you want to get on the speakers list, just make sure that you catch my attention. First person on the speakers list is Vice President Tayal.
I think this is a great initiative, and I personally do support what you're saying here about shortening of the challenges in study week. This is again something, a consideration that you could take forward while presenting it with authorities higher than us. If you, do you have any out of the different petitions or the different opinions of students in favor of this that would add more weight to this resolution when taking it to higher authorities? So my question largely is that you have empirical numbers and you have an empirical answer to how many students support this cause. And I'm sure, I mean, we all understand the sense that a lot of students support this, but it would be great to have those petitions on hand.
Yeah, I haven't started the petition. I'd be happy to. It's happened in the previous year, because more people put out the petition than I'm totally eligible. Right, so that's how many students do that. We also have started to get it again. So, like, the student voice, I think, is clear, and I'm pretty sure that. So there's no idea that the official response to the student on the issue of an active administration season. That means having heard something true again, and trying to act in a different way, despite what is possible harm. I can see that the major voice like absolutely clear. I in the week leading up to this coming last year, I was going to ask people like, hey, you know, you think what like you should have an extra study and know that like, yeah, one of the worst things that I've thought here. And I dare you for a conversation that does that means that if there's an empirical response that we get to the calendar committee or whatever that's fantastic, I'd be more than happy to get those sounds and stick it in again. But it hasn't happened. I'm not sure.
Okay. Next on our speaker's list is Vice President Franco.
Vice President Tayal, I'm on board in terms of the content. I guess I'm just concerned about how you plan to actually do this when so many people before you have tried it and passed it and it hasn't worked out. It's not to say that that's not worth doing again, but I'm just wondering kind of what different mechanisms you've thought about attempting to go after the administration on this issue when we have before and we haven't seen any response.
Yeah, so as soon as this passes this topic, I would like to go talk to the registrar on the student calendar committee. I'd be happy to take folks that are asking about this issue as well. I'd get to hear a good argument for why this is the case right now. And I'd like to wait to see what additional tactics we need until we hear that argument. Like, if it becomes an extra study day, we would have to get that state government trying to get a state department. Well, like, that's a ridiculous argument, right? So it's a bigger study, right? Is it because the faculty won't make our fault? Like, I have no idea what the possible argument has been to this quickly so far. It's not intended to put out some sort of tactic to attack our argument. Assuming it's not, that will talk about another argument.
Next is Representative Zhao.
Hey, why you go to the and also, you mentioned that in places like extensions and the day gave like some kind of extension for like a better degree rate. Do you know that community is a better
degree? Yeah, so that was one of the answers given. We get that extra kind of temporary break here, like the Monday last night. Two responses to that. One is that the marginal benefit of the city during study is 7th of February break when we have, like a process sort of like this in terms of intensity. If also I'll have an extra day of time to do it with not in February, 2 weeks after the class in terms of. Additionally, that day will not fit in with such a way that we knew about it ahead of time, and it would inform the flight to come, and it happens magically to come by the Pacific High School's day off, or the school's day off, which is awfully convenient. The major reason that we missed the shortening is because it like seems to come out of nowhere and has an enormous amount of stress. And like one of the things that we can do most, I think, for our peers is advocate for the stress reduction solution to help us do better. Like, that's a major issue that we can make an easier.
Next is Representative Sataglia.
Thanks for the question. I have an example where
we weren't capital investing because we don't want to lose the vacation time. And that's not the case, of course. It's just kind of, I'm not sure if I'm going to find the schedule of sharing that stuff. It's what makes all of those conflicts happen so much when we're going there. So that makes it clear from the conversation. Probably.
Next is Representative Kaufman.
Hi. I think this is a pretty good idea, but I think my question is, or just trying to be clear, this is taking a day, I know this is a public general action, this is taking a day out of February break and adding it to the celebration of the first. Like, that's the idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Next is Representative Keeley. Next is Max Weisbrot. If you want to come up and use the mic, that would be great. Great. So the next person on our speakers list is Representative Chat. Next is Vice President Bhandari. Henderson.
Motion to move to business of the day.
Second.
So there's been a motion to move this to business of the day. There's been a second. Is there any dissent? Please raise your placard if you're in favor to moving this to business of the day. Oppose moving this to business of the day, please raise your placard. And if you'd like to abstain, please raise your placard. By a vote of 23-0-0, we are going to move this to business of the day. I'm going to continue with the same speakers list that we had before, but just so you know, you can still ask questions and make comments that aren't argumentative, but now we can move into full debate because this is business of the day. Next on our speakers list was Vice President Henderson, if he wants to continue.
So I know one argument that Susan Murphy has brought up in the past is that other schools have much shorter study weeks than we've had for several years before this, and that shortening it to like the current version is more in line with a lot of other schools. And so she had brought up that it's more of a culture change issue, and that after like a year or two of it, people might be more accustomed to it and study more early. I don't really agree with that, but I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that argument.
Another issue is the policy process maybe the most perfect decision is to do a course so they can actually handle questions. I think maybe a structural change at the end of the year, so you're going to get a major change at the beginning or middle of the year, is that kind of stuff is just analysis, right? And I thought this was a good idea.
Representative Dembski. Representative Bradley. Representative Liu. Representative Kajawal.
Two quick points. First is that I really believe what federal law should say. I think that just because it sounds like the AR understanding that just having a new study here and that's associated with that energy, it's not, it's like you just make for me, I think it was more about the nature because you're just standing in your like being on and on and being like, oh, okay, that's just some study that go out and just have to. And secondly, as an international, this is Shivani's zone, but I'm an international, all my flights are scheduled, I am looking forward to like finally getting more information off my flight and going back home. So I'm for the case that that short study, because you just prepared beforehand and you have the intention to do it. I think that the trend is all right, and I'm going to move to a way more than us. I'm not going to mean that it doesn't matter, but I don't know. I'm for this talking case.
Well, we actually have a really long speakers list, so I am going to try to stay in order so that everyone can try to talk at least one. But in the future, I do try to move it around so you can respond to points that are relevant. Next is BP Warsaw.
So this is not a special problem for this semester, but in the fall semester coming up, and you spend study week and then after the final week is also extended, you have a problem with the holiday. So by our travel plan, final week is usually so long to begin with, it's when you get extended, then you know holiday season comes along and you know what you can get.
Had a couple of students on it that worked to change the university schedule, and it began to be implemented last spring semester. So we've only had this shortened and changed schedule since the spring of 2014. So this was the first orientation week that was really short, and it was also the first slope day that was moved to a Thursday instead of a Friday, and there were several other changes. The students who were on the committee did object to the shortening of the study period, but that was one of several things that they brought up that the university committee did not really address. So, for this change, yeah. And they also argued against the shortening of senior week as well. So they advocated for several things on this committee that were not taken into the final schedule by this committee. So the next person is Representative Alicon.
I think you lost that earlier, so it's on the question. This is something that since we've been in a lot of different paths, I know that we have some concerns for, and the administration has not been too willing to work through. So I'm wondering what your strategy is moving forward. Is there another meeting today that can be possible to people?
You can respond.
So this is strongly worded language. First time that we made this change, we call it an announcement here at college and season. Maybe that means something to anybody unless the buyer is so we imagine that the way that the argument is laid out now, right? The value of the administration clearly are, and the students that we are, the mental health students, their academic success, and we have an investment in their government. What are any of those three things worth when the most favored change in favor of human health for the most special time of the year, approved by every student representative, like thus far at least, all our shared government portion of the board, right? That means that there's some disjunction between individuals and our this regulation gives us a chance to open up that conversation in the semester to be like, are we doing something wrong? Do we have to do something else to make it
very, very, very clear that this is bad, and that we should be the primary stakeholders, and yes, that we should be the primary stakeholders on this issue, that it's really going to affect us the most. That's very hard. Yes, I don't think we should accept this idea that like somebody else has decided that it's better this way and hasn't explained it in any way. Like, I think it's just that having an explanation. Maybe we get an explanation this semester, and then we have some sort of way to go.
So is there anyone who would like to speak, because we have expired our first speaker's list and I'm about to move into our second speaker's list, so Gina? You can come speak.
Thank you. Just hearing us talking about the strategy, this may be an opportunity even for you to vote on resolutions, some of my administrators to come and actually talk through how the decisions have come to this point. Clearly, for the past 2 to 7 years, there's been resolutions that have not been favorably. We don't know if there's an answer to the question, might inform how best to proceed most effectively through the shared government. And I'm happy to have you talk to the administrative colleagues. I think the exact public interest is working on it to get the right person to answer the question. There may be some colleagues, I'm sure there are, whether they are the reasons that you might prefer or don't like, that probably would be one of the most effective ways to do resolutions. I would just love that. And again, I'm hopeful that I'm happy to help with that.
Great. Sorry about that. Next is Max. That is a great point. This is mentioned in our charter, and that's how those students were able to serve on that university committee.
I have 2 points. I guess the first is I would be against removing February break and using that up as an option as part of the maintaining the shorter period. I think we've had discussions about this before, and it doesn't appear that many students, at least from a mental health perspective, that February break is doing a lot for them, and that opening that up as a possibility, it looks like there's going to be negotiation that takes place. I think a lot of students are willing to let go of February break to get the extended period of study week, as long as that means that that doesn't extend the school year. The second thing is that although I appreciate Gina's comments, I guess I really think that this should be prior to speaking with the administration. I think we've had plenty of conversations with the administration about this, and I think that you're right that this does approach this with a stronger language, and we need to be approaching them with a stronger language. If they're going to come to us every week and talk consistently about shared governance to, like, you know, quell a lot of other problems that we're having, like, this is, like, the most obvious thing that they should be, like, consulting and listening to us on is the academic calendar. There's a lot of other things that are going on that I can understand why, you know, they might take our voice a little bit and other voices more heavily, but, like, this should be what we're talking about, and I think that a resolution like this does that really well, and I think we need to kind of up the aggression when in a, you know, polite manner, but really stern in our take on this issue. So I appreciate this, and I want to continue to go forward.
Next is Representative Zhao. Representative Battaglia. Unless you want to respond now, can you wait? Next is Vice President Chayal.
Yeah, this is more of a comment for the Assembly at large. So, what this is that this is a recommendation to the administration, and one aspect in what administration makes decisions are in student opinion. We represent that. In this resolution, I think one of the main benefits of this resolution would be that. the representative has only respected a student's opinion that's felt by many students, which is that the study week period being shortened is something that we are against, and this is something we want the administration to reconsider. The implementation of this opinion is something that's not been discussed in this resolution. That's something, and the implementation could include aspects such as the fed rate, or week, whether we should extend the year, whether, you know, students, whether they would have to have making problems with the slight changes, etc., etc. That's something that's not discussed in this resolution, and that's something we should leave to the administration to decide if in discourse with students like himself and anyone else interested. So that's something I want you all to think about while I was deciding on this resolution, that this resolution just represents what our constituents have been saying. And in terms of the technical implementation, this is something the administration will have to decide. Because we must tell the administration that this is what we believe and this is what we've been saying for so long. The next point I want to say is that when people ask questions that, you know, Resolution 47 and Resolution 53 were not able to implement this, the fact that the next resolution is coming, Resolution 16 of Fall 2014, that has a lot to say to the administration. So I strongly am in favor of this resolution and I want to leave it in the
next is Representative Liu.
Other than that, I mean, I don't see any cost to moving it through now and beginning that process.
DC Kyle's point about just the base and letting the industry do whatever. I feel really, I don't know, I feel like sometimes we're given new choices, right? For example, for like the finance aspect, we're given three choices, all of which will have some harm to some students, and then that harm can be a registry tax decision that we make and not the registrar or the Cornell University. In much the same way, isn't it like this situation becomes something where we get to a fork in the road where all the options are bad, right? Like, we use a temporary break, we get to have extend a year, which is going to happen based on the system going away, and then we have to hold responsibility for bad decisions we didn't have the choice of making. So I'd much rather we use this to make it very clear amongst ourselves and just try to get certain that from the beginning of that conversation, we'd like to have that kind of those decision points and about taking
Great. Next is Representative Lee.
So I completely agree with the fact that we need to pass this as soon as possible, perhaps even during the next semester. At the same time, I think that next semester there are really chances of students coming in. And the way that I think that is very, very good, I haven't been here for some very, very good. But as I understand it, it's the same thing as well for this semester. And I definitely think that a lot of the transfers felt all great for necessary for most
about every two people for every time you respond, as you know, Joseph. Moving on to Vice President Henderson.
You.
Next is Representative McKeely.
Thank you.
Next is Representative Zachara.
Two things. I think also, if we have some sort of intention on moving forward, I think there's so much more especially with getting people who want to follow the program. And we're going to ask the policy for reinforcement in the school and they're like, they're going to be an issue. And then that's a discussion. If you don't have that, it's about halfway to twice. And that was an issue that's done nothing. So by kind of bringing up again, having more students to kind of know that this is a special discussion, if we all have that.
If you have not spoken yet or would like to speak, please let me know and you'll get priority. The first person on the third speaker list is Vice President Stanko.
Okay. So I guess I'll ramp up my language even more. I'm pretty shocked that this assembly has taken the approach that they have in terms of being as not supportive as they have. I know there's a different assembly that's just passed, but over the past 2 years when I've been on it, it's been a pretty heavy amount of support in terms of these sorts of changes and these sorts of resolutions. And so I'm pretty surprised that there's been conversations about like the niceties of February break and things like that, and there's been serious discussions, serious referendum type conversations. There have been calendars that past representatives and vice presidents and presidents have put together on this assembly that have outlined the exact days, all the things that we're asking for that have been presented to the administration, and they've come back with nothing. So I'm a little bit shocked that we're continuing to kind of question these sorts of things and ask just to put more work to put these things together when we've already done that and the administration has already said no. I think the difference here is not that whether or not we have an implementation plan or something like that, but that we're really starting to blame the administration on not listening to us, which is the problem that's going on with this issue. And so I think we need to ramp up the language. I think we need to ramp up the energy. And I think that this conversation needs to start happening. I understand the newer students who are transfer representatives and different things like that, that things like February break are nice, but they're earlier on in the semester. It doesn't have as much of an impact, I think, when you talk to the majority of students, which we've done over the past 2.5 years. So that's my thought on this.
So, Joseph, first of all, thank you for the work to bring this forward to the essay. I think that this is a really great proactive approach, and it's created great discussion on the essay. I think that, at least in conversations with administrators, their hope is that students forget the way the calendar used to be. And I think that there aren't many members of the SA, not to disregard people that haven't gone through finals yet, but there's not many people that have experienced both types of calendars. And I think now is the time that we really feel that those extra days of study week significantly impacted the way that finals went for students and affected the bad events that were occurring. This is the time that we should be speaking out about it. Let's pass a resolution now. This actually gives Joseph something to tangibly bring forward to administrators. I definitely agree. I think Representative Ali Khan makes a strong point that coming off more professional with the implementation plan is something that should happen along the line. If that requires another resolution, it requires another resolution. But I think that this, as a recommendation, it's a very strong viewpoint, but everyone in the Assembly has their ability to voice their opinion. If you think that February break is essential, then if it's going to stay in the language, don't vote for the resolution, but I will be voting for yes for this resolution.
Motion to vote.
Second. So there's been a motion to vote and there have been seconds. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we can go into a vote, but before we go into a vote, I'm going to ask that Jordan, who is not here, explain the parliamentary procedure for this one, so I'll explain it in her stead. Resolution 16 is a recommendation. It cannot be voted upon as new business, but because we've moved it to business of the day, we can vote on it today. It requires a majority vote of student assembly members to pass. Community members are also allocated two votes, and we will give those two votes to whatever the majority of the people in the audience is today. So I am going to begin with the community vote. Everyone in the audience, please raise our ex officio non-voting members of the student assembly as well. If you are in favor of this resolution as written, please raise your hand or placard. Was that a hand? No?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. I saw a hand. I'm not sure. You can vote however you want. Just, if you want to vote, just make sure you raise your hand really high so I can tell. Great. So that means one. If you are opposed, please raise your hand. If you would like to abstain, please raise your hand. I don't know if that can be voted on. Okay, so great. So that means, I believe that it was 2-2-0. That means that we are going to split it. One vote goes towards the yes and one vote goes towards the no. That means that we're going to move on to our student assembly members, our voting members. Please raise your placard if you are in favor of this resolution. Please put your placard down. If you are in opposition to this resolution, please raise your placard.
What if you're just in opposition to like one piece of that
and not another
resolution?
I think you're in opposition.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you would like to abstain, please raise your placard. So, at this point, the student assembly members were 8-4-0, and because the community vote was 2-2-0, that's essentially 19-5-0. So, this does pass. Thank you for everything, Joseph, and thank you all for a productive debate. For future reference, if you're interested in amending a resolution that is on the floor, or you are not ready to vote on it, you should dissent to voting when someone calls the resolution to question. So when I give everyone an opportunity to dissent before you vote, if you're not ready to vote on this, you still want to make a change to it, that's your time to speak up and explain what you want to change. Also, if you would like to make a formal amendment during the meeting, all you have to do is say motion to amend, and then we can vote on that amendment. Is that clear for everyone? And you can do that at any time. You can speak out of turn, as long as you don't interrupt someone, and say, motion to amend. Does that make sense? Awesome. Now we know, okay? Okay. Sorry about that. So, moving on to our next piece of business, also new business, is recognition of AIDS Awareness Week, Resolution 20. So, whenever you guys are ready, I'm going to give you 4 minutes to introduce your resolution.
Also, we start here today with Alan Ray, the Top 20. He's from the
second. Is there any dissent to moving this to business of the day? Seeing none, I'm going to ask that we move this to business of the day by unanimous consent. Is there any dissent to that? Seeing none, this is now business of the day, and that means that we can not only vote on it, but we can also have open debate.
And with that, I'd like to motion to add into line number 4 the assignment resolved that the student government supports the efforts of the ad hoc.
So there's a motion on the floor and there is a second. So we are going to move into discussion on this amendment. Is there anyone who would like to speak specifically on this amendment or motion to vote on it?
Motion to vote.
Okay, so there's been a motion to vote on the amendment and there's been a second. Is there any dissent to this motion or this amendment? Seeing none, we can go into voting on this amendment. Please raise your placards if you're in favor of this amendment. Please raise your placard if you're opposed to this amendment. And please raise your placard if you'd like to abstain. By a vote of 20-0, this amendment passes, and now we can go back into discussion on the resolution as a whole. So I'm going to go to the speakers list, and the first person on our speakers list is Representative Whitman.
There's a lot of other ways of awareness that is in the collaboration with the community company. So I think that this has been for historical aspects, but I think the most important thing is that this is a really cross-campus program. You're having to do many bilateral organizations, many funded organizations coming together around the same issue. Not to say that any other organization is as important as this. It's just that this is a really prime example of students from a variety of student organizations coming together on this issue.
Motion to vote.
Second.
So there's been a motion to vote and there's been a second. Is there any dissent?
There is just a small,
okay, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to explain your dissent.
So I'm going to say that you just have an idea for an amendment to the issue of the motion. I'm trying to vote on the rule.
I take that.
So we're technically not supposed to rescind motions anymore. So what we are going to do is just vote to vote. And if you think that we should make this amendment that Jordan's talking about, then just vote in opposition to voting. Is everyone clear? If you are in favor of voting on this right now and not moving forward with that amendment, please raise your placard. If you are if you're in opposition to voting right now and you want to make that amendment, please raise your placard. And if you would like to abstain, please raise your placard. So by a vote of 0-20, we are not going to vote on this right now, but we can move into that amendment if someone would like to propose a formal amendment. Great. So she made a motion to amend. Would you like to stay with the amendment?
The amendment is basically saying, we're making some changes because we have to change the amendment, the last amendment currently says the therefore result, and then the last one is saying the final result, the student assembly will provide annual support for AIDS awareness. Also, just like a side note, I think that the Vice President Alex McMichael should kind of take on this just because, in the upcoming years, because it is an outreach event, and I think that working with representatives on this assembly as well, and then working with other violent or non violent members, is kind of important to make sure.
Great. So, did everyone get that amendment, especially Chelsea? Great, so now that we have that amendment, if there is a second for that amendment, we can go into discussion on it. So there is a second, we can go into discussion. Okay, so we can go and discuss. Can we discuss them both as a unit and then vote on them individually? Because that was kind of my plan. Great. So now we can move on into discussing these amendments. Is there anyone who would like to talk about them? Okay, first, Vice President Tayal.
I'm very supportive of this resolution of Speak from India. This is something that very important and all for this. What's the purpose of this amendment? Because this does say that this is an ad hoc committee. So if you're going to say that the UNFP, we still have to actually have this resolution passed. So this amendment is actually not here. Yeah.
Yamini, would you like to respond?
I think that then we don't need to bring this up over here. It's within our internal process. That's why I got the question. Jordan might be able to elaborate.
Great. Next is VP Stefanko, and if anyone else raised their hand to speak on this, I didn't get you, so please raise your hand again.
So when I originally recommended some sort of more sustainable option, I'm talking about permanently making this committee or something in that vein, not just writing a line that says we're going to talk about this every year, because the reason why we haven't done that in the past is that resolutions like this can get lost, and then if you don't have it as a formalized part of the essay as a whole with the administrative processes of the essay, you'll lose this within years and years. So I'm not for this amendment, and I think we should push forward this. I think Juliana and whoever else is interested in being involved can try to develop a more sustainable model for this over a period of weeks or months or whatever, so we have a really good idea of what we're doing instead of literally just like putting in words. And I would agree with Vice President Kyle that are literally not adding anything.
Even if you could suggest
just to respond to that, I really think that making a really good point. I think the real problem of making a large area set is that our best option would be to be active serving the government and operations teacher, creating a sustainable way to include it. I think that we should pass this resolution today, and then I would certainly continue the dialogue with the students separately to figure out whether we make it a part of our government.
Motion to vote on the amendment.
So there is a motion to vote on the amendment, but if you want to vote on both of them, which I'm assuming is what you want, we are going to vote on them one at a time, like I said before. So if Yamini can do me a favor and read the first amendment, then we will vote on it, and then we will move on to the next one. Is everyone clear on what we're voting on?
If you do not want to vote for the other line, do not vote yes for this.
Yes. Okay, great. So, now we're going to vote. If you would like to vote in favor of this amendment, please raise your proxy. Great. If you would like to vote against this amendment, please raise your placard. Remember, you have to vote. If you would like to abstain, please raise your placard. You can't vote twice. So if you vote once, you can put your placard down. Great. By a vote of 1 to 18 to 0, the First Amendment fails. The next amendment, Yamini, would you like to read it?
Can I
put it? Too late.
The final result, the student center will provide annual support for ABA students.
Great. So if you would like to vote on this amendment, please, if you'd like to vote in favor of this amendment, please raise your placard. If you would like to vote in opposition to this amendment, please raise your placard. If you would like to abstain, please raise your placard. Okay. So by a vote of 3 to 17 to 0, the Second Amendment failed.
Motion to vote.
Okay. Second. So there's a motion to vote on the floor for the entire resolution. There is a second. Is there any dissent on voting on this? Seeing none, we can go into a vote. Please raise your placard if you are in favor of Resolution 20.
What is the recommendation for
great. So, also, I'm sorry, Gordon, I cut you out, but this does require a majority vote. So please raise your placard if you'd like to vote in favor of this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. If you are in opposition to this, please raise your placard. If you would like to abstain, please raise your placard. By a vote of 21-0-0, this resolution passes. Thank you so very much for all your time and congratulations. Is everything okay?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, so there's been a motion to adjourn the meeting, and there has been a second. Remember, if we do adjourn the meeting, we're going to go into our executive session where we vote on our internal elections.
Is there any dissent to adjourning the meeting? Seeing none, I am going to ask that we adjourn the meeting by unanimous consent.
Second.
Great. Awesome. The meeting is adjourned at 6:24 on Thursday, October 15th. Everyone, don't move.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.